The federal government announced last night it had torn up four agreements between the Victorian government and foreign nations. Two of them are controversial Belt and Road initiatives with China. It's the first time it's used new powers which allowed it to rip up deals that state and territory governments, local councils and public universities negotiate with other nations that it deems are contrary to the national interest. The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, is responsible. She's currently in New Zealand. Minister, thanks for talking to AEM. Before we talk about the ripping up of the foreign deals, what can you tell us about what help Australia will be giving Indonesia in finding this missing submarine?
Good morning, Sabra. We are obviously very concerned about these reports. It's very distressing for families and particularly for the Indonesian Navy. We've indicated that we will help in any way we can. We operate very different submarines from this one, but the Australian Defence Force and Australian Defence Organisation will work with defence operations in Indonesia to determine what we may be able to do. We will go to the support of our neighbour in any way we can.
To the foreign agreements that have been ripped up, the most notable are the two Belt and Road initiatives the Victorian government has with China. The embassy here has already responded by saying that this is another unreasonable and provocative move by the Australian government. What's your reaction?
Well, Sabra, this scheme is very focused on Australia's national interest. It's about ensuring consistency of our foreign relations across Australia. And it's most certainly not aimed at any one country. And in fact, with the 1,000 notifications that we received from the states and territories, arrangements exist with so many countries. They exist with Korea, with France, the United Kingdom, with Indonesia itself, with China, Japan, the US, New Zealand, and many others. So these are the first notifications under the scheme. They don't just go to China, of course. There are also arrangements with Victoria, with Syria and Iran, which we have also determined are not consistent with Australia's foreign relations and will also be cancelled.
What retaliation are you expecting, though, from China? It says they are saying it's unreasonable and provocative, and we know from our experience in the past 14 months that they can cancel trade deals, they impose tariffs when they're cranky with Australia. What should producers expect from
this?
Well,
I think that I don't actually agree with the premise of the question in terms of an expectation of retaliation. I think Australia is operating in our national interests. We are very careful and very considered in that approach. We have been examining, as I said, all of these arrangements in the months since they were submitted to the Commonwealth. It's about ensuring that we have a consistent approach to foreign policy across all levels of government, and it isn't about any one country. It's most certainly not intended to harm Australia's relationships with any countries. We are always, as I've been consistent in saying, very careful and considered in how we do this and making sure that we continue to emphasise our commitment to engaging with China as we do regularly and as we have reinforced over the last many months. We are asking all countries around the world to respect our government's decision-making authority. And I hope that if there are any concerns, they'll be raised directly with the government. But we are not going to move away from our principles, which are about protecting and advocating for our sovereignty and our national interests.
Was China given a heads up, Minister? And you'd have to be naive to think that Beijing won't respond.
So we have made advice available in both Canberra and in Beijing, and so that information was provided, yes. Well, I think that your question about response is made clear in the statement that was issued by China overnight. But I also think that as many countries around the world, Australia, China included, are clear about our prosecution of our own national interests, then it should be these matters should be considered in the light of that sort of approach.
You're in New Zealand. Will you speak with your foreign counterpart there, Minister Mahuta, about her comments in recent days that New Zealand doesn't want the intelligence sharing organisation Five Eyes, of which Australia is a partner, straying to other matters like commenting about the Uyghurs or about Hong Kong?
Well, it is, for a start, very good to actually be in New Zealand for foreign minister consultations. Minister Mahuta and I have met a number of times virtually since her appointment. We'll certainly be meeting at length today in our foreign minister consultations and be a range of issues discussed. But on the question
including
of the
this
Five
one?
Eyes, it's absolutely. On the question of the Five Eyes, it's a highly valued relationship, as you know, a vital strategic alliance. It's key to our foreign, our defence and our intelligence interests. But ultimately, countries will choose to address issues of concern in whichever forum they determine appropriate and consistent with their respective national interests. But Australia will continue to emphasise the vital nature of the Five Eyes alliance in security and in intelligence, as I said.
Will these comments from the New Zealand Minister hobble it? What's the danger that the Five Eyes will splinter because of it?
I think there is a depth of commitment in the relationship between Australia and New Zealand that is very significant. And in terms of the Five Eyes, what I have found in the last year in particular and certainly in the last little while is a very significant level of engagement across counterparts. And in fact, the Five Eyes foreign ministers have met more in the last year in discussions on a number of issues, COVID included, supply chains, matters like that, which I have found to be very, very valuable exchanges with the US, with Canada, with New Zealand and the United Kingdom. Australia is a very, very strong supporter of the Five Eyes arrangement.
Minister, thanks for talking to AM.
Thank you, Sabra.
The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne.